Well, we're a week away from Thanksgiving, so we better talk about the Yankton Community Holiday Feast. Nobody better to visit with that about than Nancy Teachout. Hello and welcome back.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for helping us publicize the Yankton Community Holiday Feast again.
You're the one doing all the work. I'm just asking questions, but it is our pleasure and honor to shine some light on this event. A couple of questions I ask you every year, but we need to be reminded. How long has this been going on and how did it all get started?
It began nearly 30 years ago with a couple of dedicated community members recognizing a need. We'll give shout out to Chopper Johnson and Don Murdo Edwards.
Some big names around here.
Big names that have a lot of great friends and have been able to put together a holiday celebration that's fun to work at.
And how long have you been associated with it?
Oh, 20 plus years, I think.
20 plus.
I've always donated, but I've become more involved lately.
Do you remember the first time someone said, hey, Nancy, can you help us with the feast? Who was that? Who's responsible for this?
There's a lot of the former Riverboat Days Committee that are the foundation of the feast.
Yes, let's not forget that you and Bruce were former Captain and Bell, right?
Yes,
we were. I should have started off the interview with that. The residuals of that are still alive and well. Nice flyer, by the way. Who's responsible for that beautiful kind of lime green color that really pops and stands out?
Oh, Marlene Johnson.
She put it together?
Yes, she did.
That little turkey at the bottom of the flyer looks a little too happy to know what's maybe coming up for him, huh?
I think he's been pardoned.
He's been pardoned?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's been pardoned.
Good. Not all turkeys will be, though, and that's good, because how many people are you expecting at the feast?
Well, last year we had 1,200 people.
And where was that according to history?
That means our numbers are starting to come up again. The pandemic had an effect on everything. And we've had a lot of people that just got out of the habit of leaving their homes. And now they're starting to come out and enjoy socializing again.
I'm sure a lot of people know exactly what the feast is when I say it. But for people that are new or maybe haven't heard of this, an explanation of exactly what it is and where it is.
Okay. Calvary Baptist Church will again be hosting us. It's a very accessible church, lots of parking. If there is a line, the line will be formed indoors. So we really encourage people to come. So Calvary Baptist is on 2407 Broadway. Some still refer to it as the old Walmart church. So they will be hosting this for us and will begin serving at 4:30 and continue until 7 p.m. on next Wednesday, November 26th. We do provide a service for people who are shut in, and we are asking that shut-ins who would like a meal delivered get their reservations in this Friday by 5 o'clock. And they may do that by calling one of our new volunteers, Jane Gunderson.
All right, Jane's phone number, and then we'll give this phone number at the end of this conversation too, but why don't you just toss that out now?
Jane's phone number is 480-570-9126.
For people that want to hear that again, we'll repeat it if you want to get a pencil and paper ready to write that down. I bet you Calvary Baptist Church loves hosting this event. That's great exposure for them, but can you imagine a better place in Yankton for you to do this?
Oh, it's excellent. Just an excellent facility, and I believe it's part of their mission, too, to reach out to the community. So it's a terrific partnership.
Please tell me you're not doing all of this yourself. You mentioned Jane, but you have a big crew of helpers?
We have a tremendous group of volunteers. A little challenging this year without the sisters, because the convent kitchen is being drastically remodeled. But it's amazing. Other people are stepping up to bring in cooked turkeys and helping us find a solution. The sisters used to roast 32 turkeys and bring in their many roasters of fabulous dressing. We have the public provide desserts, and that's the one thing I would like to encourage people to do if you haven't made a donation yet, is pies are preferred, but not everyone likes a piece of pie, so we would love to have cupcakes, bars, cookies, because desserts are always at a premium.
Not that you're already not doing enough, but do you put together any food for this as well?
I have my dressing bread drying in the oven right now.
As we speak. Wow.
And I have all the ingredients for the pecan pies that I bring.
What else happens at the feast? A great dinner, of course, but a lot of camaraderie and, hey, I haven't seen you since Riverboat Days, or I haven't seen you since the feast last year. A lot of good conversations, I hope.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, one of the outcomes of the pandemic is that loneliness is an epidemic. in our society right now. And just to get people out, you know, invite your neighbor in your apartment to come join you. It's not going to cost you anything, and it's very accessible. So, you know, come and enjoy the food with us, make some new friends. One of the great things that happened last year was the Mount Marty athletes that weren't able to go home for the holidays not only came and enjoyed a meal with us, but they did all the cleanup.
Yeah, I was going to say, knowing them, I bet they helped.
Oh, when you're exhausted and someone comes and says, where do you want all the tables and chairs?
Oh, my.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Great. Well, I hope that happens again. Yeah, a lot of them have to stay around here. Not everybody can go home. And for maybe somebody that was listening, waiting for the price, you just mentioned it. We assume everybody knows it, but it's free.
Yes, it is free of charge. We will have a donation box if someone feels they would like to make a donation. I always think of this darling little boy that ran back into the feast and dug deep in his pocket to get his quarter to put in the donation box.
Oh.
So that's just warms your heart.
How do you keep this event going year after year? How can we keep it going forever?
Well, we're always recruiting some new volunteers. Right now, we have all the volunteers we need to work at the event, but it's much like Riverboat Days. We begin planning the day we're doing the dishes. Next Wednesday, we'll be making some plans, recruiting some new people into new roles. And it's exhausting, but it's exciting and invigorating.
And people don't have to overthink, when is it going to be? It's just always the Wednesday evening before Thanksgiving.
That is correct.
Which is a very special night. So if somebody wants to donate a pie, great. Food, great. But cash donations, where can those go to?
The cash donations can be sent to Elkhorn Valley Bank here in Yankton at 114 Douglas, or they can be dropped off. Another thing I'd like to mention is we encourage our guests to come and eat in person. There will not be any carryouts that day until 6:30 p.m. if food remains.
And let's give Jane's phone number again for people who may have been waiting for that. And this is for a shut-in delivery.
Yes.
Jane's phone number?
480-570-9126.
Anything else you wanted to mention that I didn't ask regarding the feast Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
I'm just looking forward to it. I know it's our favorite holiday.
Yes, we share that in common. And it's amazing that you can put all this work into it, yet you're looking forward to it. So I said, I think that speaks a lot about the event.
That's very true. We have a lot of terrific people. We're always looking for new people to join our committee for next year. And if you get in the holiday spirit and want to do some baking, please come and share it with us.
Everyone is welcome to the feast. It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving at Calvary Baptist Church, 437. Thanks for your work. Thanks for sharing with us. And you can count on us to help spread the word.
Thank you very much, Jeff.